Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba. Program li jagħti ħarsa lil aħħar ġrajiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
Sanu kun għakom għal-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-programm il-Balomba li ġekun jitratta il-pakket ta' rakomandazzjonijiet speċifiċi li l-Kummissjoni Ewropea rakomandat għal-qatt ta' pajjiżi biex jipprovdu gwida ta' politika ekonomika li l-istati membri kollha tal-Unjoni Ewropea fil-kuntest tal-pandemija tal-coronavirus. B'enfasi fuq l-aktar sfidi urġenti li ġġib magħha l-pandemija u fuq liġi rilanċati tkabbir sostenibbli. Ta' min jgħid li dawn ir-rakkomandazzjonijiet huma strutturati madwar żewġ għanijiet, waħda li għat-taffija tal-konsegwenzi soċjoekonomiċi negattivi gravi tal-pandemija, u fi żmien qasir jew medju, relattivament ovvjament, fid-dawl ta' dak kollu li qegħdin naraw quddiemna u ngħixu, jkun hemm il-kisba ta' tkabbir sostenibbli u inklusiv li jiffaċilita ż-żewġ pilastri ta' tranzizzjoni ekonomika, ċe dik ekoloġika u trasformazzjoni digitali. L-istrateġija annwali ta' tkabbir sostenibli diskrivit fl-istrateġija ta' tkabbir ta' Kummissjoni Ewropea u bbażat fuq il-promozzjoni ta' sostenibilità. Però ovvjament għandek element ta' kompetittività wkoll, però l-għana u lini huwa li jkun hemm ekonomija li taħdem għan-nies u għall-pjaneta. Minn meta kienet ippjanata għal dali qed innaqraw illum, qed nitkellmu dwaru llum, kien hemm kwistjoni tal-coronavirus, il-kriżi tal-coronavirus, illi setab xi mod jew jiżvija d-diskussjoni, jew jiżvija l-argumenti, jew l-attenzjoni u l-enfasi, inkella jiżdied l-importanza. U din hija d-direzzjoni li tiegħed minnha tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea, għaliex l-erba' dimensjonijiet ta' sostenibilità ambjentali, kompetittiva, ġifieri għandek l-istabilità, ġustizzja, sostenibilità ambientali u l-kompetittività, ipoġġu enfasi speċifika u jmarbutin allura ntisġu mal-kwistjoni tas-saħħa. Apparti minn hekk ir-rakkomandazzjonijiet jirriflettu wkoll l-impenn tal-Kummissjoni li tintegra l-għanijiet ta' żvilupp sostenibbli tan-Nazzjonijiet Uniti fis-Semestru Ewropew billi dawn joffru qafas integrat li jinkludi tħassib dwar is-saħħa pubblika u tħassib soċjali, ambientali u ekonomiku. Ir-rakkomandazzjonijiet ikopru wkoll oqsma bħall-investiment fis-saħħa pubblika u fir-reżiljenza tas-settur tas-saħħa. Għandek il-preservazzjoni tal-impjiegi permezz ta' appoġġ ta' dħul għall-ħaddiema affettwati, l-investiment fin-nies u l-ħiliet u l-appoġġ għas-settur korporattiv, aziendali, negozji, partikolarment l-impriżi żgħaru ta' daqs medju, u t-taħid ta' azzjoni kontra l-ippjanar aggressiv tat-taxxa u ħasir tal-flus. Intant il-CSRs ta' din is-sena huma kwalitattivi huma qabża mir-rekwiżiti baġitari li normalment japplikaw u dawn jirriflettu l-attivazzjoni ta' klawżola liberatorja ġenerali li tirrakkomanda li l-istati membri jieħdu l-miżuri meħtieġa kollha biex indirizzaw b'mod effettiv il-pandemija, jisostnu l-ekonomiji u jappoġġjaw l-irkupru sussegwenti. U meta l-kondizzjonijiet ekonomiċi jippermettu il-politiki fiskali li jagħti ridu jiġu għandhom jimmiraw li jiksbu pożizzjonijiet fiskali prudenti fi żmien medju u jiżguraw is-sostenibilità tad-dejna. Apparti li ovvjament ukoll itejbu l-investiment. Għaliex dak li qegħdin naraw, qegħdin naraw quddiemna li f'dawn ix-xahrejn kreċċur li assistejna fihom kellek minn biża' għall-oħra. Però waħda kienet tiddependi fuq x'ħa jagħmel pajjiż u li kienet ikollu influenza fuq kif kienet jiġu mbassar l-andament ekonomiku. Referu għal-Brexit, mbagħad kellek it-turbulenzi ġeopolitiċi, kwistjoni tat-Turkija, r-Russja, problemi tal-Libja, situazzjoni fis-Sirja. U li kollha kienu b'xi mod jimpattaw. Mbagħad kellek il-kwistjoni Russja, skużawni Stati Uniti u Ċina, li wkoll u l-ftehim ta' negozju mal-Unjoni Ewropea u l-Istati Uniti u l-imprevedibilità ta' Donald Trump f'dan il-perspettivi kollha, li kollha kienu riski esterni illi seta' kellhom però impatt fuq l-andament ekonomiku tal-Ewropa minħabba il-mod kif l-ekonomija huma minsuġa ma' xulxin. Però ġara illi il-kustjoni tal-COVID-19, il-coronavirus, kella l-impatt ekonomiku immedjat intern, għaliex issa, apparti dawk il-riski kollha, kellek xi ħaġa minn ġewwa li taffetwa s-saħħa, u apparti li taffetwa s-saħħa, qed tiġi indirizzata l-problema tas-saħħa bi prevenzjoni preventivi ta' bla preċedent, illi fihom qed ikun hemm waqfin tar-rota ekonomika. U anka f'dan il-kuntest tibda tara l-isforzi li qegħdin isiru biex ikun hemm il-bidu ta' rilaxx ta' ċertu miżuri. Intant il-Kummissjoni adottat ukoll rapport biex f'dan il-kuntest jiġu monitorjati u anke appoġġjati u sostnuti u mħarsa l-obbligi ta' aspetti fiskali, però kellek rapporti ta' din il-korrettiva, aspett korrettiv ta' dan il-patti, li kellhom ivarjaw ma' bal-eżiġenzi, għaliex ma tistax ma tpoġġix kollox fil-kuntest ta' dak illi jkun qiegħed għaddej. Fil-fatt ir-rapporti qed jqisu u jaraw kif l-impatt negattiv tal-coronavirus fuq il-finanzi pubbliċi nazzjonali jista' jiġi mitigat u maniġat. Anka f'dan id-dawl joħroġ l-inċertezza eċċezzjonali marbuta mal-impatt makroekonomiku, fiskali u straordinarju tal-pandemija fejn il-Kummissjoni qiegħda tqis illi f'dan l-istadju m'għandix tittieħed deċiżjoni dwar jekk għandhom xi tqiegħdu stati membri taħt proċedura ta' diffiċilità eċċessiv. Proċedura normalment issir biex jittieħdu miżuri korrettivi f'dan ir-rigward. Dan l-isfond il-Kummissjoni tappella lill-Kunsilli biex tapprova r-rakkomandazzjonijiet speċifiċi għal pajjiżi varji. Dwar dan il-President tal-Viċi-President eżekuttiv tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea għall-Ekonomija u s-Servizzi tan-Nies, Valdis Dombrovskis, għal il-coronavirus laqgħat bħal kometa u ħalla toqba forma ta' krejta fl-ekonomija Ewropea. Bil-pakket tas-semestru tar-rebbiegħa jiġi mfassal u simplifikat mill-ġdid biex jipprovdi gwida lill-istati membri kif jinnavigaw triqthom f'din il-maltempata. Mingħajr il-Kummissarju għall-Impjiegi u Drittijiet Soċjali Nicolas Schmidt għal l-appoġġ tal-ħaddiema t-tisħiħ tal-protezzjoni soċjali l-ġlida kontra l-ungwaljanzi u l-garanzija l-nies ta' dritt tal-iżvilupp tal-ħil tagħhom jibqgħu la risposta u priorità għar-respons ekonomiku ta' l-Ewropa fil-kriżi. Mingħajr il-Kummissarju tal-Ekonomija Paolo Gentiloni għal il-pandemija tal-coronavirus u l-miżuri ta' trażin neċessarji taw daqqa brutali l-ekonomiji tal-Ewropa u dawn ir-rakkomandazzjonijiet irriflettu din is-sitwazzjoni mingħajr preċedent li llum huma li nsaħħu l-kura tas-saħħa tagħna u nappoġġjaw il-ħaddiema u nsalvaw in-negozji. Fil-parti li mister nisimgħu il-diskorsi li attwalment għamlu Gentiloni u anka Dombrovskis u Schmidt fil-kuntest ta' dan il-tnedija ta' dan il-pakkett dwar il-riformi u anka l-semestru Ewropew.
Good morning. So it's almost inconceivable how much life has changed since we presented our European semester country reports in February. We had lowest unemployment figures in decade, we had highest employment levels ever recorded, and every EU economy was growing. 3 months on, we face a deep recession that is hitting every country in Europe and actually across the world. The speed and the degree of the recovery will primarily depend on how we can get the virus under control and safely restart economic activities. Our economic policy response will also matter a lot. Some countries will find it harder to get back on their feet than others. The challenges vary from one sector and one region to the next. But the interdependence of our economies means that the dynamics of the recovery in one country will affect the strength of recovery also in other countries. So we need a response that is tailored yet coordinated, and this is what exactly this spring European semester package aims to provide. I will focus on the main points of the country-specific recommendations. Paolo will give more detail on other aspects and on the specific reports on Greece, Spain and Cyprus. Nicola will inform you about the main elements regarding the social and employment aspects. The European semester has been recast and streamlined to guide and support member states for the immediate and the next stage of this crisis. Urgent priorities include investing in health, protecting jobs, making sure companies have enough liquidity, and tackling the impact on the society. This should allow us to preserve our productive capacity and cushion the impact on workers and companies as much as possible. As we shift from emergency to recovery, we need to put our economies back on track towards sustainable and inclusive growth. For this, we will continue to be steered by the agenda of competitive sustainability presented by last year's annual sustainable growth strategy. It has four aspects: economic stability, fairness, environmental sustainability, and productivity. The focus must be on strengthening the resilience of our economies and making them fit for the future. We can do that by turning them greener and more digital. This will allow Europe to become a global frontrunner in new technologies, boosting our competitive power. For that, we need to have the right kind of investment in people and technologies, as well as reforms to improve productivity and the business environment. In that regard, savers and investors will play a vital role for the economic recovery. They need to have a confidence to invest through capital markets, and companies need to be able to access diversified sources of market-based financing anywhere in the EU. That is why, more than ever, we need to speed up the progress with the capital markets union. In terms of economic stability, member states' public finances play a key role. As you know, we activated the general escape clause under the Stability and Growth Pact. This allows member states to temporarily depart from the recommended adjustment path in order to address the pandemic, sustain the economy, and support the ensuing recovery. These measures, however, will cause deficits in all member states to go well above 3% of GDP. Therefore, we have prepared reports to analyze this in line with Article 126.3 of the treaty for all member states except Romania, which is already under an excessive deficit procedure. In all cases, apart from Bulgaria, we concluded that the deficit criteria of the treaty is not complied with. In normal times, this would lead to the opening of an excessive deficit procedure. But these are exceptional times, so we consider that a decision on whether to place member states under excessive deficit procedures should not be taken now. The Stability and Growth Pact is not suspended. Once the recovery is underway, the focus will be on achieving prudent fiscal positions and debt sustainability while stimulating investments. Member states will need to return to their medium-term budgetary objectives. With the economic impact of this pandemic still unfolding, we face exceptional uncertainty. So at this stage, it's not possible to provide meaningful medium-term fiscal policy guidance. We'll come back to this in the autumn. Our economies also depend on well-functioning and robust financial system. Unlike the last crisis, banks are not part of the problem, but part of the solution, and we need to ensure that this remains the case. We continue to pay close attention to money laundering and the resilience of the financial sector, which is reflected in today's recommendation to 11 countries. Member states must take determined action to close the door on dirty money, which harms public finances and financial stability. The pandemic also will leave deep and lasting scars not only on our economies, but also on our societies. So, member states will have to address rising inequalities and make sure that no one is left behind. The recovery has to be fair and inclusive. Next week, we will unveil how we intend to support member states in their recovery efforts. I will not go in detail on this, but there is one part I wanted to raise. A substantial part of the money as part of our recovery instrument will go to a new recovery and resilience facility for all member states to fund public investment and reforms aligned with the EU priorities. And European semester and the country specific recommendations which we put forward today will provide guidance for member states while preparing their recovery and resilience plans and consequently accessing financing from the recovery and resilience facility. So to conclude, this is a global crisis, this is a horizontal economic crisis, so we need coordinated response to this, and that what this European semester cycle intends to provide. Thank you.
Especially during the first weeks after the outbreak, many fake and unsafe products found their way onto the European market. I think your country has especially been hit by that. Where does the European Commission see the shortcomings of customs checks and market surveillance, and how will these issues be tackled in the future before they will be coming again on the market, these products?
We have clearly the lists and description of products that should enjoy duty relief. We have exchanges among national customs union, custom organization on the risk management of counterfeit products. And as you mentioned, we had frequently this problem in these in recent weeks.
How do you think in general about creating a resilient internal market where we still trade with the world but also keep more production in Europe, especially on the more critical aspects? Thank you.
I am not enthusiast of an exaggeration on all these speeches about reshoring and recreating all value chains inside our own single market.
La Francia e la Germania hanno proposto un fondo europeo da 500 miliardi di euro finanziato da bond comuni a lungo termine emessi dalla Commissione, garantiti però dal bilancio dell'Unione attraverso nuove tasse europee, nuove entrate e nuove risorse proprie. Nella proposta si parla esplicitamente di un piano vincolante di restituzione, quindi per gli Stati membri l'accesso al fondo sarà un debito.
Per quanto riguarda la Commissione, noi presenteremo il nostro piano di recovery e il relativo finanziamento tra una settimana. Quello che posso dire del documento comune reso noto da Francia e Germania è che noi lo consideriamo come Commissione un passo avanti molto significativo.
Quali sono le misure che la Commissione europea intende adottare per garantire che le donne ricevano almeno la metà delle risorse di questo fondo, conformemente al principio di parità di cui all'articolo 23 della Carta dei diritti fondamentali? Intende la Commissione sostenere un bilancio di genere coerente, valutazioni di impatto di genere, sostegno alle imprese di proprietà delle donne e servizi pubblici di assistenza efficaci?
Quanto riguarda le conseguenze sociali, che saranno enormi di questa crisi, non possiamo trascurare il fatto che le conseguenze sociali saranno differenziate e colpiranno in modo particolare alcuni settori più vulnerabili della nostra società e avranno anche un impatto differenziale in termini di genere.
Indeed, we are
facing a shock without precedent since the Great Depression. Its economic and social consequences pose policy challenges unlike any we have seen in our lifetimes. Also, inflation rate is a further evidence. Data just released this morning shows inflation rate at 0.3%. This year, April last year, it was 1.7%. This is the first time that I present our country-specific recommendation, but in fact it is the 10th time that the Commission is presenting, and Valdis has made maybe a few of these 10, these recommendations. The first time was in 2011, when Europe was in the depths of a very different crisis, in the aftermath of the Great Recession, to the one we face today. And because, as they say, this time it's different, so are the recommendations we present today. They are different. And they are just 1 week before the recovery plan. And these are two strictly linked steps. Our recommendation addresses first and foremost the immediate challenges we are confronted with as a direct result of the pandemic. So strengthening our healthcare system, supporting our workers and saving our companies. At the same time, the sustainability and competitiveness challenges we faced before the crisis have not gone away. Our climate is still suffering, our environment is still hurting. People in cities around the world have experienced clear skies and clean air, in many cases for the first time in their lives. But we know that this is just a pleasant side effect of a dreadful, terrible situation. If millions of people have been able to carry on working while lockdown, included many of the staff of the Commission, this is also a reminder of the huge task Europe faces to be competitive in the digital age. So as we look to the future, our investment and reform objective must remain focused on making a success of the green and digital transitions, as well as on social sustainability. And I think it's very important that we are speaking today, having yesterday adopted the SURE instrument. The Sustainable and Development Goals of the United Nations are and must remain our compass. Let me add three specific remarks. First, in terms of fiscal policy, our message is crystal clear. There needs to be a supportive fiscal stance in all member states, and we recommend that all member states take all necessary measures to effectively address the pandemic, sustain the economy, and support the ensuing recovery. When it comes to the question of excessive deficit procedures, our conclusion, which is that at this juncture, a decision on whether to place member states under EDP should not be taken, is fully coherent with the decision taken 2 months ago to activate the general escape. Finally, we underline that public expenditure and investment are important to support the green and digital transition. Once fiscal policy normalizes, it will be vital to avoid making the mistakes of the past. In the fiscal consolidations of 10 years ago, investment was the first victim. To repeat this approach would mean to sacrifice our long-term priorities. Second remark, the fight against aggressive tax planning again features in our recommendations. And I must say that this is an even clearer priority than in the past. All member states, especially in the recovery situation, must be able to rely on their fair share of tax revenues to implement the fiscal support needed to get through this crisis. Third remark, our European Union is also a union in which the rule of law is of paramount importance, and also on economic grounds. When the rule of law is questioned, it impacts on the business environment and investment climate. Our recommendation this year also clearly highlights, as in previous cases, this issue. We have also adopted today the latest enhanced surveillance report for Greece. The report concludes that, considering the extraordinary circumstances posed by the pandemic, the country has taken the necessary actions to deliver on its specific reform commitments. And I expect this report to pave the way for a positive decision by the Eurogroup on the next tranche of debt relief measures worth €748 million. We adopted also streamlined post-programme surveillance reports for Spain and Cyprus. In conclusion, before passing the floor to Nicholas, I have mentioned the Great Depression and the Great Recession. We must ensure that this crisis will not be remembered as the Great Fragmentation. Great fragmentation in which asymmetric shock leads to asymmetric outcomes for countries, sectors, regions, individuals and generations. This is why we need to help individuals and companies absorb the shock, we need to repair the shortfall in investment and equity, and we need to transform our economies with a new growth model embracing the green and digital transition. In a nutshell, we need a well-funded recovery plan. And we will present it next week.
Beġġina fit-tmim l-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-programm il-Balomba jimma tal-li ċeħin ringrazzjakom tal-attenzjoni. Nagurakom l-komplement tal-lum tajjeb. Saħħa.
Għadkom kem smajtu. Il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba. Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bi xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.